Today's shiur is dedicated to all the Jews who are not yet wearing tzitzis.
Women
and hopefully
included.
Women included in a messianic way, as we learned yesterday. And hopefully in the schus of today's shiur, more and more Jews will start wearing tzitzis. If you're supposed to wear tzitzis. Right? Shout out to all the chavra, we're halfway across the country. We miss you guys. We're here today with, in the flesh, we got Harry, Aryeh, and Yosef.
What a squad.
A nice squad, Baruch Hashem. And a beautiful day in Camp Masorah. Okay, now it's time to... Now we're going to stop talking to the recording and actually talk to a lot of people here. Okay, good. So, we've got one job today. What's our job, Aryeh?
Figure out if there's a chiyuv to wear tzitzis.
Is there a chiyuv to wear tzitzis? Let's answer it right now. Yes or no? Do you have to wear tzitzis?
In Shabbat, it says...
Be having the core part of garment that put tzitzis on.
Oh, so do you have to wear tzitzis?
Seemingly no.
Seemingly no, right? So we can stop here. We know you don't have to wear tzitzis. Even if today's your first day, you know? I don't need tzitzis. So what are we doing here today? What are we asking? Not do I have to wear tzitzis. Should I wear tzitzis? Do I have to go out and buy a pair of tzitzis to wear? Meaning, is that something I should be doing? Remember, we've discussed this before. It's a very relevant question. But remember that not every question in Judaism is this allowed or not allowed. But sometimes we ask the question of, should I? Should. Meaning, not even the finimah shouldn't, just like, is it better for me, meaning what's halachically tefillah, or should I do more, right? So if we're l'chatchila Jews, trying to do our best, serve Hashem the best way, should I is a big kasha. Okay, so check this out. The source for today's sugya is in the Talmud of Maseches Menachos. Page 41a, Mem Aleph. So a malach comes to Rav Katina. We are on the 46-yard line from the opponent's end zone. Sorry, from your own end zone. A nice punt from the end zone, 46 yards. You see the malacha?
Of course.
See, is it?
No.
If you go to the Torah, there it is. The Malacha Ashkechein Rav Katina. A Malach found Rav Katina de Mixei Sedina. He was wearing
linen.
A linen garb. Amar Leh, he said to him, Katina. Katina. It sounds not so nice. Right? If your name is Rabbi Teller and I call you Aryeh, or something like that. Teller, you're Teller. It's lo kol kach naim. So he calls him Katina.
It's very urgent, though.
Urgent, but also a little shtach. Katina, Katina, Sedina Bekaita, Misarbala Besisu. You're going to wear a linen garment in the summer and a coat which has curved edges, only two corners in the winter. What's going to be with tzitzis? What's going to be with tzitzis? What do you mean? What's the garment thing with the linen garment, Harry?
Shanas.
Do we wear tzitzis on linen garments? So, Ari?
No.
Why not? Agzera of Shabbos. Halachically, you're actually allowed to have tzitzis on Shabbos.
Aren't you supposed to wear Shabbos tzitzis? Wasn't that
in theory, ideally, right? In the olden days, when tzitzis was able to have tchelas on it, so then your beged was Shabbos. Your beged was linen. Almost everyone's shirts were made of linen, and then your strings, the tchelas would be wool. And your other white strings would always be linen, because it's supposed to be the same material as the beged. So tzitzis definitionally was Shabbos. But when we lost tcheles, we made a gzeira, or even before that, and we said you shouldn't wear...
It's at night.
Yeah, exactly. You shouldn't wear it because you might start wearing it at night, and maybe wearing it at night, maybe you're not chayiv at night.
Or people in Yerushalayim.
Yerushalayim thought it was weird, right? Especially now, right? So even before we lost tcheles, we just said you shouldn't wear linen begadim with tzitzis. So anyways, these guys wearing linen beged. So, does he put tzitzis on it? No, right? Because the gzeirah. So if Katina is not wearing tzitzis in the summer, because he's wearing his linen, fresh linen outfit, and in the winter he's wearing not four corners, so he's never ever wearing tzitzis. So the Malach says to him, bro, you never going to wear tzitzis? We've been spending a whole lot learning about tzitzis, and like, this guy's never going to wear it? Chaval, right? Never. Katina, it's urgent. Katina! What does Rav Katina respond? Amar Leh, and she so I say, am I going to be punished for not doing an essay, for not jumping out of my way to do a mitzvah's essay, Omar Le, the Malach responds, Bizman d'ikarischa on Shinan. What does that mean?
Hashem is angry.
When Hashem is mad, in a moment, when Hashem's anger flares, where have we heard that term before?
Vayichara.
Where have we heard of a moment when Hashem gets angry? Bilam. Right? He cursed Bnei Yisrael and Hashem in that moment, right? He was able to tell. But this thing, when Hashem gets angry, who is he going to lash out at? Those who don't wear tcheles. Those who don't wear tzitzis. Those who don't go out of their way to do mitzvah tzitzis.
Mitzvah asse.
Don't do mitzvah asse. Okay, so, was that a halacha gemara or an agadah gemara? How you know?
Sounds like
it. It's a story.
Yeah.
What's the difference between halacha and agada? What's the goal? Let me rephrase. What's the goal or purpose of halacha and agada?
Goal of halacha gemara is to like know the halacha about the
day. Okay, and what's the purpose of agada?
It's just a lesson.
A lesson, okay.
Life
right, lessons, sometimes, yeah.
Practically speaking, how does halacha fit into our daily life?
Interesting. Sometimes it's like a story that reflects the halacha in a daily life. What else could it be? Halacha could be musar, it could be history. Okay, it could be stories, it could be allegories, which is a fancy way of saying like a nice parable, metaphor, whatever. So, I like to define it that halacha is the guf of the Torah and the agada is the neshama. It's the spirit of the Torah. Meaning, when you learn a good agada to Gemara, it doesn't tell you, okay, like follow this halacha. Now it tells you like, this is how you should feel about something. This is your attitude towards something else. Right? For example, when the Gemara says, if you learn and don't review, your learning, then it's like you're having a child and burying it. It's very intense, right? How do you feel about that? It's gruesome. You're like disgusted. Eh? How do you feel? Feeling? Tell me your feelings.
Exactly.
You're feeling exactly?
No. Like,
you're feeling?
Exactly what they said. Gruesome.
Gruesome. How do you feel?
Surprised.
Surprised. Shocked. Disgusted. That's how you should feel. You don't review your learning. That's how we have Chazar days. Right? So that's not a halacha. That's like, this is the Torah's attitude towards not reviewing. How important is it? It's like that. So this is giving us an attitude. What's the attitude if you guys are posakes? Okay? I'm now ordaining you all three as rabbis for the time being. I'm going to revoke your ordination at the end of today's shir. You're a rabbi, and I come over to say, Rabbi, do I have to wear tzitzis? What do you say?
Really, it's okay if you don't, but coming tomorrow, you really should, because Hashem isn't mad if you don't.
Okay, so I should.
Yeah.
Do I have to?
No.
Okay, what do you say, Rabbi?
I think we should look at the Martin. No. What's it, Arthur? Or something?
You want to see more? You're not ready to pass
it.
Okay, Harry, what do you say? Harry hasn't seen the Gomorrah.
I haven't looked at the other Gomorrah yet.
But what are you passing? What's the attitude?
Attitude is very strong to wear sixes.
Very strong to wear sixes. Check this out, first of all. Look at this Marsha. You know what the Marsha is? It's in the back. If you can find it fast, great. It's before, it's usually right before the rush. Yeah, you don't have it, but I'm going to read it slowly. Okay? The Marsha lived in the 1500s. His name was Shmuel Adels. I'll tell you one thing the Baal Shem Tov, I believe he was Ashkenaz.
Wonderful.
And one thing that the Baal Shem Tov once said about the Marsha is that if anybody knew how great the Marsha really was, they would go to his cavern and just lick the dust.
Boom.
They would just stay at his cavern and lick the dust. That's what he said about the Marsha. Marsha happens to be amazing. And anytime you learn a God of Gemara, you look at the Marsha first. It's early. Always, you gotta see the Marsha first. Okay, I'll read it slowly. But the Marsha explains that what does it mean that when Hashem is angry, he lashes out against those who don't wear tzitzis? So listen to what he says. Be'idin derischa, at a time of Hashem's anger, Baalam on the world. Hayulat tzaddikim lahagin al doran b'tfilasin of mitzvosan. Those who are tzaddikim, those are great people, i.e., what we aspire to, should be protecting the generation with tefillah and mitzvos. Al kain yesh lahem harbas b'mitzvos k'dei lizchos doran b'kach. So what they should be doing is they should be doing a lot of mitzvos to protect the generation. V'lo tatzdiki, not to make loopholes, lemifter nafshayu mi mitzvos, to become pater for mitzvos. Al kein roi letzidikim kemosam leyanesh akach. Therefore, Rav Katina, who is a big tzaddik, should not be avoiding doing these mitzvos, which he did. Therefore, you're going to get punished. That's what he said. So does that apply to us? We hope so. That should be the answer. We hope so. I want to be a tzaddik. Right, but like lemaisa, maybe not, according to the Marsha. But you're absolutely right. Right, if you want to protect Klal Yisrael, which by the way, you see from this Marsha that every action we have affects the generation, the whole Jewish people. So you got to be careful.
Yeah, but people who don't want to do mitzvah, like they don't aspire to be tzaddikim either.
That's a problem.
So I'm saying that it doesn't apply to everyone, I wouldn't think.
Right, so that Marsha doesn't apply to everybody, right. But those who are aspiring, then if you want to be a tzaddik,
well,
you want to...
Obviously all of us are, but what would we say about people who are going off the Nera and don't want to be tzaddik?
Okay, so different Jewish. How... Yeah, okay, that's fine. Different things.
Technically should be doing
different strokes
this.
For different folks. But at least right now, this is how it passes. Check out the Gemara in Pesachim, Kufi Gimel Beis. And the Gemara says that there are seven people... Yeah, I have an extra one for you. Oh, you have one under your Gemara.
Yeah.
There are seven people that... there are seven people that are sort of banned from Shemayim. Now, they get upset at them. Eluhain. And this is going to ruffle your feathers a little bit. Yehudi she'ein lo isha. Man who does not have a wife. V'sheyesh lo isha ve'ein lo banim. He has a wife but no children. Umishyesh lo banim, where he has kids. Vein megadol natama Torah. We don't teach them Torah. Umishyein lo tefillin berosha. Utefillin bezro. Vitzitzis bevigdo. Mezuzah bepiso. You don't have tefillin, tzitzis, and mezuzah. Hamanei min alim miragam. He doesn't wear shoes. So it's interesting. Interesting Gemara, anyways. Like, what do you mean you have any kids? You're trying. So the key principle of this Gemara is like you're doing it on purpose. So if you're on purpose. Not getting married, on purpose not having kids, on purpose not teaching them Torah, on purpose not wearing tzitzis, and I don't have an explanation for the shoes thing. But if you're on purpose doing these things, so then you're in a bad place, Hashem's upset at you. Look, yeah, and this is exactly what Tosa says, exactly the same thing. If it's pshia, if you're on purpose, you're not trying to have a kid, you have a problem. So it's pshia, which means that you're... Meaning, look at the keyword here in the first part of Tosos, four lines down. Myri tzitzis bevigdo myri b'sheyeshla. You have tzitzis, ve'eino manichan. You're not putting tzitzis on your garment. So that's the first half of Tosos, and he's explaining our sugya. When is Hashem upset? People don't wear tzitzis when they have them and don't put them on. Does that mean you have to go buy one?
Unclear.
Probably not. So if you don't have tzitzis, you don't have to go buy. According to the first half of Tosos. But look what he says. If you don't have tzitzis, you should actually go by. Kedash, and this is so beautiful. B'moshe, shehaya ta'ev likaneis l'eretz Yisrael k'vilkai mitzvot sheba. Right, the Medrash says, and the Gemara says, that Moshe Rabbeinu, why did he want to go into Eretz Yisrael? To eat the fruits? Why did he want to go? To do the mitzvot. To do ma'aser, to do truma. He wanted to do all these mitzvot. What's ta'ev mean? He had a taiva. He was yearning to do it. And that's how we're supposed to feel towards mitzvah. So how should you feel now towards tzitzis? You should have a taiva to go do the mitzvahs. You should go buy one. So two answers in Tosfos. Either A, you're not going to get punished for not wearing tzitzis unless you have one and don't wear it, but you don't have to go buy one. Or you do have to go buy one and put it on because you're supposed to really, really want it badly. Okay, so that's tzitzis. We're going to see one more Tosfos and then we'll be able to round it out a little bit. Look at Tosfos and Erechim. And this helps us a little bit. Where he says, look at all the way at the bottom, Omar Leh, you see?
Yeah.
Omar Leh, 3 lines to the bottom. Bidon Derischa and Shinon Hainu Davka. When is Idon Derischa? But Osan Hayomim, the Chola Talisos, Hayu Bas Arba Kanfos, Ika Onesh, Laoso, Shemeshana Osali Potter. When the Gemara says, and the Malach said, you're going to get punished if you don't wear tzitzis. That's only the times that everybody wore four-cornered garments. Nowadays, right? Akshav, Zman Azesh, Rav Talas, Turin, Ein Onesh, Demish, Ein Okona, Arbekat. So nowadays, we don't wear four-cornered stuff anymore, unless it's tzitzis, really. I haven't... The only people I can think of that wear four-cornered garments are Mexicans. That thing. Yeah. It's called a poncho.
Arabs also.
What? Yeah. Arabs? They wear robes. Maybe it's four-cornered, I don't know.
Sometimes
yeah?
Like, is your polo shirt four corners?
No, it has to go like way up.
If Polisher was four corners, you can't be wearing them.
Right, that's it. That's exactly right. So nowadays, no one really wears four corner garments. So according to Tosfos and Erechin, different than the first Tosfos, you're not really going to get punished for not doing it.
Well, four corner garments, I guess they have more war back in there.
Yeah. So this week, this is one of the funny things that we realized this year. Here you go. Like this. Imagine this: a rectangular piece of wool. Like you sewed it, then you cut a circle in the middle, and then you wear it. So now there's like a two corners in front, two corners in back, and then you tie a belt around it, and it's like a nice tunic.
We said this yesterday, right?
Yeah, it was just...
No, it's fine.
Yeah. So that's how it looked. So from this Tosfos, right, nowadays, should you wear tzitzis? Still yes, but not as intense anymore, because that doesn't apply. Last thing we have to see, and this, I'll help me understand it, because I don't really get it. There's a very, very interesting sefer called Shut Min HaShemayim. You ever heard of that before? Shalos Uchugos Min HaShemayim, from Shemayim. Stories in the title. It was one of the Bali Tosfos had a chavrusa with a malach and had a lot of shailas, and this sefer is written about that. There's actually a big discussion. There's a lot of hawk about the sefer, because what do you know about Torah from Shemayim?
Can't write
Torah Lo Min HaShemayim, right? It's Shemayim Shemayim. All right, so that's not an Adam, right? So there's a big machlokes whether or not we can actually take this sefer seriously. Like, maybe it's good for modern Mekomolos, maybe you can't pass it based on the stuff. It's like a real discussion. I heard, Nathan was telling me, that it could be that the whole Torah Lo Min HaShemayim, we don't listen to Paschals, might just mean in that situation. Well, either in no machlokes or with only machlokes, it could have just been in that situation we don't trust the baskel, because that baskel came only to respect Rabbi Elazar.
Yeah.
But really, you can trust the baskel. So it's not so clear you can't ever trust. Did you ever hear a baskel? So you can trust it. I would trust it if I was you.
Take your shoes off at that moment. Holy,
take your shoes off. Be there. Yeah, take everything off.
If you take your shoes off, you're one of the people who don't have.
We don't understand the Gemara. That's not paskin based on something. Okay.
No,
I'm like, what do you mean? I take my shoes off all the time.
Gotta wear red shoes. That's
why. Gotta wear red shoes. Oh, check this out. Oh, sha'alti mitzvah tzitzis and yesh mamish bedvar divrei makilim omrim shemena demlovish ksus pas abakarvos k'nafayim eino chayiv betzitzis dechovas gavruk shel yilbasham. Okay, fine. His question is basically, do you have to go buy tzitzis? Kol adam chayiv liknos malbush. Do you have to buy a four-corner garment or not? The yeshiva, and this is really hard. I read this over. I didn't get it. I went to Rav Goldwicht. He gave an explanation. I didn't trust it so much. I wasn't sure if that's what he's saying. And then I texted him at one of my rabbeim, Rav Yehuda Turetsky, and he also said he wasn't sure. But so I'm going to read it to you guys. Let me know if you can have chat. Okay. Heshivo, zu ein atzricha. Do not. You don't have to tell people to go buy tzitzis to wear. Lifnim, shaharei ksiv, in Bamidbar, leman tizkeru, v'hanach lahem liYisrael. And it was kind of given to Bnei Yisrael, the mitzvah of leman tizkeru. What's leman tizkeru? The mitzvahs. Leman tizkeru, esim skol mitzvah, sai v'yisim kidosh lech. So, mitzvahs and jizim tzrayim. Give me a second. The mitzvah of Leman Tizkeru, right? So it seems to me like it was given to Bnei Yisrael. Mutav shiyu shogim ayim yizidim. It's better if it's b'shogeg and not b'mezid. So it's not, like, it's very hard to understand what he's saying. What it could mean is that the mitzvah is given to Bnei Yisrael with no exact tzura. Like, you don't have to do something. It's not a chiyuv. You just have to make sure you remember all the mitzvahs. How do you want to do it? Up to you. But if Bnei Yisrael says you have to, if like the halacha says you have to buy peretz tzitzis, then if they don't do it, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. Like you're violating the command, so to speak. Right? Like there's a command, remember it. And if Chazal would concretize and say you have to now buy a peretz tzitzis, then if you don't do it, you're chayav b'mezid for not doing it. But if they never make it into a mitzvah of tzitzis, then by not buying peretz tzitzis, you're okay. Like you're not violating.
Chazal do that?
No. So he's saying they should not do that. This is in times of Rishonim. So he's like, don't make it a chiv to buy peretz tzitzis. Better that people will just like not violate, like, if they don't buy Beret Tzitzis, then they'll know they're not violating. So don't make them buy. That's kind of what he's saying, I think. But you see, it's, like, very hard to understand. It's very, very cryptic. Shemin HaShema.
I
don't
know,
it's from the Malach.
So
at the end of today's show, I want us to answer that question, all four of us. Right? Should we encourage our cameras to wear Tzitzis? Should we encourage ourselves, our friends?
I should borrow from the
sports staff. I whom I encourage.
Severe. Self.
For me, I during the year I wear Tzitzis like all day, but like in camp I get like disgusting. So like I wear it to like the opening and I wear it like until like 10 o'clock, and then when I go change to play tennis, like
right. So sports is a big question. But now let's quickly get the halacha. Do you guys have shonara? I have one extra one.
Wait, what do you want shonara? Gotcha.
I have my book.
I have a few.
There's one over there.
Here.
There's one over there also.
Check this out. We're going to Chav Dalet Aleph.
Chav Dalet?
Chav Dalet Aleph.
Okay.
Says Shulchan Aruch, Im ein adam lovesh talis bas arba kanfos in a chai ben tzitzis. If you're not wearing a four-corner garment, a chai ben tzitzis, v'tov v'nachon, li'yos kol adam, zahir lilbosh talish katan kol yom. You're supposed to wear a tzitzis all the time. You really should. Kedesh yizkor a mitzvah b'chol regas. You always remember the mitzvahs. Al ken yish b'chamish shekron, that's five knots. Kedesh b'chamish shekron b'shei Torah, remembering the five books of the Torah. Arba k'nefayim, four corners. Shebechol tzad yifneh, sheyifneh yizkor. Every corner you look at, you're supposed to see b'chamish shekron b'shei Torah. That's a new one. We haven't seen it. I don't know where he gets it from. But we had the 613 mitzvahs thing, the gematria we saw in Rashi before. That's Tcheles, yeah? When you see the blue. And now we said it was very interesting, because not only should you see the mitzvos, but you see the blue, it reminds you the mitzvos should be the Shem Shemayim also, not just for you. Because that's what the blue reminds us of. V'nachon l'lov sho al hamol v'shim. And you're supposed to wear it above your clothes, okay? Well, that'll be a different day. Whether or not you should...
Tuck it in or
not. Tuck it in, that'll be... Not tomorrow, you're next week.
Since you tucked in, I would assume that...
I haven't learned the sugya yet, so don't assume. Okay. When I get there, I'm going to see.
All right.
Okay?
What do you think about, like, mesh? Okay. Get that,
we'll go over that with you later. We already did that. That was a whole day of shir. Right. Mesh. Okay? Lefachos yizar shiyeh levosh tzitzis b'shas ha-tefillah. Make sure you're wearing it when you daven, at least. Well, and that comes from a Zohar. It says that if you're saying shema, you don't wear tzitzis, you're basically like... testifying falsely against yourself.
He's saying,
"I'm at this point, but you're not even doing it, so it's like very awkward. So you should at least do it for when you daven, okay?"
Interesting how he specifically says five knots.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Like that's yeah. I mean,
regular garb is five knots. Sephardi garb, Ashkenazi, like that tchelas. He doesn't even talk about tchelas ever. The Shulchan Aruch, I don't think, because it's not. It wasn't relevant in 1500s. But check this out. I go to Vav. The punishment is huge for someone who's not wearing tzitzis. All of Nemar Lechos Bekanfos Aretz Chulei Hazer Mitzvah Tzitzis Zochel Vro Pnei Shechina. If you wear tzitzis, you get to see the face of the Shechina. It's not bad. Who always wanted to see the face of the Shechina? Is there a connection, do you think, about how you're supposed to feel? Was he Zochel to see the face of the Shechina? It's pretty close. Moshe Rabbeinu. He got to see the back of Hashem's tefillin. Right? He was very, very close. Why? Because he had this te'ev. He had this avah, this yearning. I need this. Mamish, I need to get there to Yisrael. To do the mitzvos. I'm dying to do the mitzvos. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's attitude. And he was the closest human being ever to actually see Hashem's face. He asked. That's how badly he wanted it. So you see that the mitzvah tzitzis is supposed to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Dying to do a mitzvah. Like that. Remember we spoke about the Nishma Satorah. The God that gives you the feeling, the attitude. Our attitude for tzitzis is supposed to be like Moshe Rabbeinu's. Are we on his level? No. Should we try to be? Should we work towards it? For sure. So let's be real with where we are. Not get too crazy. But acknowledge that like the level we want to be on is one where we're dying to do mitzvahs. You put on a pair of tzitzis, you're dying to put on a pair. Like, I'm dying to put it on. It could be annoying. It could be, like, if I'm going out, I'll put it on, I'll take it off when I get to the court. Like, can I wear it for another 5 minutes? You know, if you're going to take a shower, you're going to the bathroom, let's say. So there's different ways to go to the bathroom. You can take your shirt off, or you whatever, pull it up, whatever you do. But you have a question like, should I wear my tittis to the bathroom?
I didn't even know that was an issue.
What? Yeah, you can.
Oh.
You can wear tittis in the bathroom. That's also, so you can wear the bathroom or not. But let's say like you're going to take them off before you go to the bathroom, like you're in your cabin or your dorm or something like that. But to wear it till you get there, another 3 seconds. You have a taiva to do the mitzvah. And remember, tzitzis represent all the mitzvahs. So it makes so much sense that the mitzvah, which represents all the mitzvahs, and listen closely to this, the mitzvah which represents every mitzvah in the Torah is not a mitzvah which you have to do. It's a mitzvah which tests your ratzon to do all the mitzvahs. How crazy is that? That do I need to do this mitzvah? That's the question when you put on tzitzis. And when you say, I want to put on tzitzis all the time, whenever I can, always, you're saying to Hashem, I want to do all the mitzvahs. I want to do them all. That's what you're saying. So, again, the question, should you have to, like, what are you trying to tell Hashem in what you're doing? So what an opportunity this is, right? So just to round it out, according to the halacha, so the Arizal agrees like this, that you should always wear tzitzis, right? Because it's a shmira, like, there's so many good things. Aritzi, just like this, the listen to this. Hazari b'mitzvah tzitzis, this is the Piskei Tshuvos, it's like a curt sefer of putting these together. If someone who wears and is careful the mitzvah tzitzis, zocha li'isha ubanim, you're blessed with meriting a wife and children. That's because the psukim are connected. It comes kikach isha is after tzitzis, so it's a bracha for women and for a wife and children. Nitzul min achet, you're saved from averos. Mechusa min mazikin malachei chabalum, so and from the kabbalistic like attackers you're saved from. You're saved from ayin hara v'zochel mekabel pnei hashchina. So it's not a small thing; it's a big deal.
It's supposed to make you realize like. They're
like
everyone's going crazy about it.
Like, they
don't have to do it.
They
should do it.
Like, imagine, like,
you have to do it.
Very sick. Yeah. Right. Like, I want to do something I don't have to do. If I have to do it, of course I want to do it even more. And last thing, on top of all this, Rav Moshe says it could actually be like a chayav to wear tzitzis nowadays. Right? There's a very fine line between what is halacha and what is minhag. And what is achomra. Right, it's a fine line. And when Klal Yisrael accepts certain chumrah, it becomes minhag. And minhag Yisrael Torah. That the minhag of Klal Yisrael could actually be the halacha. Like waiting 3 hours, 6 hours. Like that's like a halacha now. Even though it was like, it was based on your, what?
No,
it was established minhag, whatever. Like
about 5 hours.
It could also, yeah, 5 hours too, right?
So,
like, it could be, says Rav Moshe, I think he actually paskins that it is a chiyuv, Rav Moshe. You actually chayav to where it's a point of Moshe. Because everyone does it. And it's like accepted by Klal Yisrael, we're doing this, everyone's chayav to wear tzitzis nowadays. So again, to show you what we did today, we saw the Gemara. And the Gemara said that in a time that Hashem is angry, He punishes those who are not wearing tzitzis, or those who are not doing mitzvah aseh. Does it actually apply to us, that Gemara? Maybe. Right? The Marsha said it might be talking to Tzaddikim, Tosfos goes back and forth, maybe nowadays, when not everyone's wearing a four-corner garment, Hashem's not going to, Hashem's not going to go for those who are not wearing it. But whether or not that Gemara specifically applies to us, what we've seen today is that what it means to do a mitzvah you're not chayav in is a statement you're making to Hashem. The tzitzis, which represent all the mitzvos, Kenny, this is the wrap-up for you. The statement, the mitzvah which represents all of the mitzvos in the Torah is an option. And it's a challenge and a question. How badly do you want to do my mitzvah, Hashem asks. And if you want to do it as bad as you want to breathe, then you get to see Hashem's face. And you get to see the Shechinah. So, may we be blessed to see Hashem's face, see the Shechinah. Kind of all the mitzvahs. And to really want it. To really want it. Give you a bracha. Oh, we've also mentioned that Rav Moshe says you're five.
I think it's kind of mean that emotions on your chayav, because like, they did such a good job, like, they were to just, even though they